Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio.
Okay, honestly, it reminds me of Michigan last year. What the Lions are doing reminds me of Michigan, but the difference between the 2022 season and the 2023 season. They brought everything back. It was the same, very, very, very similar roster. A few upgrades here and there. I mean, guys like Josiah Stewart really helped. Drake Nugent really helped. And the Lions case here, they are bringing back like pretty much the same component parts, specifically offensively. And I think DJ Reader and Levi Onwuzurike are going to help on the middle of the D line. And I think all the guys in the secondary are going to help. It feels very, and I think that familiarity cannot be undervalued. I think it's incredibly valuable. It can't be overvalued. I said that completely backwards. It's incredibly valuable to have the same coordinators back, so many same component parts. I think you just pick up where you left off and keep going.
It's huge if you can do that. If you can work that crew together and keep your coordinators intact and keep your position coaches intact, and the continuity is everything. Mm-hmm. It's everything when you got a good team because everybody knows what they're supposed to do. You don't have to go through a relearning a different terminology and all that. You've got this. You guys all know what you're doing. And, you know, we're going to bring some new players here and there, whether through the draft or through trades and free agency. But by and large, this is a group that's been together for years.
Yep.
The players have been, and obviously the coaching staff has. I agree. I think having these coordinators together as long as they've been here, basically they've all been here from day one. You know, Ben Johnson didn't take over as the offensive coordinator until officially, I think, was year two. But in year one, he was Dan Campbell's right-hand man once they said, enough is enough with Anthony Lynn as the offensive coordinator. So that definitely helps. I love that he's still here, that he has decided to spurn offers to go to the NFL over the last couple of seasons. And maybe teams are going to be pissed about that.
Head coach.
And maybe he doesn't get an opportunity to be a head coach for a couple of years because the teams are just like, well, he's just going to stay there. Why am I wasting my time when I can be interviewing other people? And okay, that's great too, because it means he stays here. And I still go back to what Kang said the other day about this. This is not a position where you need to worry about the salary cap. It's a coach. Sky's the limit what coaches can make. It doesn't count against the cap. So as long as the Lions continue to win, they'll make money hand over fist above and beyond what the NFL already hands them so they can afford to pay these guys.
And you don't have to go far back to see what happens when you lose coordinators, what it can do to a team. Look at the Eagles. They lost their offensive coordinator, they lost their defensive coordinator, and they ended the season last year just reeling. They had no idea. Sirianni was possibly going to get fired. They bring him back with another shot, 2 new coordinators again, but continuity is such a big thing, and they have a ton of talent. A lot of same players coming back, but it wasn't the same when they lost their coordinators.
The second Dan Campbell Applebee's commercial has been released. If the first one was a 6 or a 7, this is a 10. This is so good. The second one is way better. I thought the first one was funny. I think this one has 4 or 5 really good zingers in it.
I think it's pretty good.
Yep.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. I think Dan Campbell's good in these spots, and they're taking advantage of his personality.
I think, in fact, at the very end, the last line, I think was a blooper. And I think he had a line to say and he kept messing it up. And at the beginning, when they show it, it's him laughing, like genuinely laughing, and then says, we're about to take it up a notch. We're going to have a higher level of production. He is the assistant floor manager at an Applebee's.
You can move I think faster. He's a shift manager.
He's an assistant.
Yeah, assistant
shift manager. And boy, he is not happy that Craig got named member of the month, the team member of the month. We have tweeted it out. Check it out for yourself at DunGator971. We stole from Brad Galley. Thank you, Brad. but it is very, very amusing. a different level of production. 248-539-9797. All right, Gator, we mentioned this list that you found of rankings.
And yeah.
This is unbelievable.
It is. This is this comes from The Athletic, and it is from Jim Bowden, former GM.
Yep.
And he ranks the top 50 prospects in baseball right now. And checking in at number 38 is Kevin McGonigal from the Detroit Tigers organization, 20-year-old.
Yep.
He's had a heck of a season before it was cut short because of injury, but he hit over 300, over 400 for his on-base percentage, and they really view his positional flexibility as an asset, he says. Yep, fair enough. Checking in at number 28, first-round pick from this year, shortstop Bryce Rainer, top-rated high school player in the country, he said. Okay, that sounds really good.
Yep.
Then you start moving up and you see all these new guys that have been drafted, players we've heard of before, like Samuel Basalo, the catcher for the Orioles. We started flirting with, hey, wouldn't it be great if they had him? But then you get down to the top five, Marcelo Mayer, shortstop, the Red Sox. Number four, Travis Bazzana, second baseman with Cleveland, and top pick in the draft. Then you have Walker Jenkins, who's an outfielder who's drafted, in the same year with Max Clark. He's with the Twins. And number two, I'm sorry, did I say Max Clark?
Yes.
Number two is Max Clark.
Yes.
Jim Bowden says, an on-base machine, Max Clark is an elite leadoff hitter who's capable of stealing 30 to 40 bases per season. His power projects to average when fully developed. He's a pure center fielder with plus-plus range in all directions and an above-average arm. Then it mentions his stats, what he's done this year, and he has a great personality and eventually will be a fan favorite in Detroit. I absolutely love this player, says Jim Bowden.
Number two prospect in baseball.
The number Max one Clark. Prospect in baseball is, of course, Jackson Jobe.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did. Says Jackson Jobe is the best overall prospect and best pitching prospect in baseball. He's the only starting pitcher on the list who profiles as a future number one starter, ace, and Cy Young Award candidate. He has overpowering mid-90s fastball with exploding life and a wipeout slider with which he has pinpoint control. His poise and composure are also special. He's logged a 2.02 ERA, a 1.07 whip, and his 18 starts this year between high A and double A.
There you go. There you go.
So the that top, just happened.
According to Jim Bowden, the Detroit Tigers have the top two prospects in baseball.
Yes.
Jobe and Clark. Well, hopefully the guys that are up here can continue to find a way to get back on track. Well, can find a way to get back on track. It's been a rough stretch in San Diego. Two in a row. How dare they lose two in a row?
Right. But, I mean, these are four guys that wouldn't get a sniff this year, right?
Yep.
And these are four of the top 50 prospects in baseball, according to Jim Bowden. Everybody's going to have their different lists and take it for what it's worth. And unfortunately, Max Clark at 19 is at least a full season's away. I can't imagine he's going to make it to the big league club next year. Bryce Rainer is at least probably two full seasons away because he was just drafted and has yet to even play minor league baseball. McGonigal is in the same ballpark as Max Clark because they were drafted in the same class. So, and Jackson Jobe probably makes the team next year. It's at some point, whether it's out of spring training or if he starts the season at AAA,
right?
He will pitch for the Tigers next year at some point. But it's encouraging to see four of the top 50 prospects in baseball come from this organization. And this organization right now is still, on September 5th, still flirting with the playoffs.
Flirting with the playoffs.
With a bunch of young infused talent.
Bunch of young infused talent. I'm going to stop doing it. It's kind of fun, but I'll stop doing it.
Did you see Trey Sweeney's home run last night?
No, I did not.
It looked like he absolutely clocked it, but it hit it way high, and it ended up landing shallower in the seats than I thought it would. But it looked like he just crushed it.
Led the league in hang time.
It did lead the league in hang time. But nice home run for him. Nice home run for Matt Vierling. Unfortunately, not enough for the Tigers. They lose 6-5 in 10 innings.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.